Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Spotify users will see another price jump this year. That's according to a report from Bloomberg. The outlet says the music streaming service plans to raise the price for individual subscription plans by $1 and $2 for duos and family members. Spotify last raised monthly subscription prices to about $11 for individuals and $17 for families in July. Spotify will also begin to offer a new music service only and podcast only subscription tier for $11 a month. Audiobooks will cost extra. Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriend is sharing new footage of the raid on his L.A. home and accuses agents of using militarized force against her son. Sean Combs' son, 26-year-old Christian Combs, is seen surrounded by officers with their rifles raised in surveillance footage. Federal agents raided Combs' L.A. and Miami homes on March 25th. A music executive who played a major role in the early success of MTV has died. Linda Sparrow had been working for CBS Epic Records when she was brought in as a part of MTV's startup team in 1981. She died at her home in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, following a battle with lung cancer. She was 74. Chance the Rapper is announcing his divorce from his wife of 5 years. The 30-year-old rapper announced yesterday on social media that he and his wife have decided to go their separate ways. The plan is to still co-parent their two children. Chance the Rapper is currently coaching his second season on The Voice. And Katy Perry and Zayn Malik are among a big group of artists who are backing a campaign to protect artists from artificial intelligence. An open letter by the Artists' Rights Alliance shares their opposition to the use of AI in the music industry. The letter said, "We must protect the predatory use of AI to steal artists' voices and likeness." Over 200 artists have signed the letter, including Sam Smith, Phineas, and Imagine Dragons. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.